Hi, I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto,
I'm right, he's wrong.
We got to hurry up and get this done. Mikey here has an interview to be the new GM of the Arizona Cardinals.
No, Bob, it's head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, hey, there's so many job openings, I can't keep track.
Statement
number one, that could change here in the next 15 seconds. Statement number one. Only one former Defensive Player of the Year will remain on the Steelers roster in 2013.
Disagree, Bob, and I assume you are referencing Troy Polamalu and James Harrison. If I'm calling that shot, I want both of those guys back. Polamalu in particular, I thought, looked very much like Troy Polamalu the last two games after he got back into the lineup and was in the lineup long enough to actually get back up to speed. He looked like the old Troy to me. The sacks and the turnovers came soon thereafter. And I thought James Harrison got progressively better. I still like both of those guys on my defense next year.
Yeah, I agree with you and disagree with the statement. There might be some cap issues, but hey, that can get done. That needs to get done. Another thing pointing towards these guys returning, in my opinion, is both of them are kind of going into this offseason healthy for the first time in a couple of years. No major surgeries or anything planned for either one of them. That should allow them to get themselves in top form for 2013. Statement number two. Byron and Batch can't be the backups in 2013.
I'm going to agree with that. It's time to go young and time to start looking at least, if not at a Ben Roethlisberger eventual replacement, at least at a Ben Roethlisberger compliment, a guy who can play a number of games should it come to that. Byron Leftwich, I still love the host, Bob, but he doesn't seem to be able to stay healthy. And I think Charlie Batch has gotten to the point where it's time to turn it over to a younger guy.
Yeah, I agree with the statement. I disagree with you just a little bit, though, in how you would approach the position. I think that Byron Leftwich, I like him a lot, too, and I think he's great in the locker room, a great teammate, but he just can't stay healthy. Charlie Batch, 39-year-olds, they're just not a lot of them in the league, and that is for a reason. I'm not, however, going for a quarterback that I'm looking to kind of groom to be a starter. I still want a veteran backup who knows he's a backup, and but someone that I can count on being healthy.
Starter capable,
but in a shorter window maybe, I think, than you're thinking. Okay, here we got statement number three. If it comes down to Max or Keenan as unrestricted free agents, it should be Keenan.
It should, Bob. The Steelers have been drafting offensive linemen for the last 2 years now. They've got Marcus Gilbert. They've got Mike Adams. And you saw at the end of this season that there's something to work with Kelvin Beachum. You got to play these guys. I don't think Max Starks has played poorly, but it is time to turn the page. It's time to turn it over to the guys who you drafted to be the offensive line of the future to take Ben Roethlisberger to the end of his career. Get him in there and let's get on with it.
Well, I agree with your assessment of Keenan Lewis as a player, but I'm going to disagree with you and disagree with the statement. I don't think you ever have enough good offensive linemen to protect your franchise, who is Ben Roethlisberger. Max Starks, the only offensive lineman this season to play all 16 games at his position. Statement number four. But I would rather have Mike Wallace than either one of those other guys.
So I get to pick either or?
Yes.
I'm taking Mike Wallace. Agree. He's a unique guy, Bob. He brings an element that they don't have. There are no other options. You can't go to the next guy who can tear the cover off the defense. Mike Wallace, I think, is a guy who really needs to be here if you're going to get the most out of Ben Roethlisberger. It's either that or find another one and develop him quickly. I actually saw some depth in the defensive backfield, much as I love the way Keenan Lewis played this year. Ike Taylor's not done yet. Cortez Allen's pretty good. You can draft another one. If I get to pick, I'm picking Mike Wallace.
I'm disagreeing with you and the statement. There's a lot of wide receivers, it seems, in every college draft. You know, all those college teams play the spread. You watch any Big 12 football lately, doesn't it drive you
little as
crazy?
Possible.
I understand that, but there are a lot of wide receivers out there. Starting left tackles who play 16 games, not as many of those. I'm sticking with my man, Max. That'll do it for this edition of
What time's that Chiefs interview? Oh, wait, Bills.
Bills. I don't know. Maybe it is the Chiefs. For Mike Pursuta, the next GM of the Arizona Cardinals or coach of the Buffalo Bills, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. Check back here for your most comprehensive Steelers coverage only on Steelers.com.